When pedestrians are killed by cars, some 45% of incidents go unreported in local news outlets. That's one finding unveiled this week by researchers from Tennessee State University. They say that shortcomings in how police and journalists portray road incidents may contribute to misperceptions about why pedestrians die. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
TSU professor Anthony Campbell decided to investigate walking deaths because it seemed like people didn't understand where they happen or why.
People tend to say, oh, well, what, down on Broadway or something, people get drunk. And that's not. None happened there, mainly because cars aren't going fast enough. And then when you look where we found deaths are occurring are out at the perimeter.
He'd picked up on this misunderstanding while compiling the stories of Nashville victims. 2017 was the deadliest on record for the city, with 23 killed. Now Campbell's university research finds some fault in the way incidents are documented by police. The federal government requires only a few details, such as whether the victim was in a crosswalk or wearing dark clothing, so that's often the only information given to the public. And journalists overwhelmingly distribute these basic facts without asking about the quality of crosswalks, street lighting, and other infrastructure. His takeaway is that better information could help pedestrians understand where they're really in danger and guide policymakers when they try to redesign roadways to be more hospitable for people on foot or bicycle. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.